Hey, we're trying to get 1,000 Kansas City families fed with Della Lamb's Operation Thanksgiving this holiday season. 610 Sports Radio will be out today. Old Shawnee Pizza and Lenexa from 10 until 6, starting with Show and Vern coming up at 10 o'clock. And then through the drive this afternoon, Old Shawnee Pizza is offering a $10 gift card for every turkey donated at their locations in Lenexa and Shawnee. So get on out to Old Shawnee Pizza, bring a turkey, get a $10 gift card, and see 610 Sports Radio today, broadcasting live from 10 until 6. Or you can go to 610sports.com and donate as well to Della Lamb's Operation Thanksgiving. $15 can buy a turkey. $35 can buy an entire meal for a family in need. That from Della Lamb's Operation Thanksgiving. All the details at 610sports.com.
All right, the big story obviously has been Patrick Mahomes putting ketchup on a steak. And I'm reading from Facebook right now the story up there, and somebody responded to it. Holy bleep, he should be embarrassed to put ketchup on a steak. I don't care who you are. That's effed up. And, yeah, I think most people kind of believe that it is. It is time to talk ketchup. It is time to talk steak. And with that, we bring in our guy, Neil Edwards, the GM of Red Door at 159th Street, who has the best $20 steak in Kansas City that doesn't need ketchup. Neil, how do you guys feel about somebody coming in and putting ketchup on a steak?
Bob, that's a new one. But I want to start by saying we love the Kansas City Chiefs and we love Patrick Mahomes. And the way that guy plays football, he could probably eat a steak however he wants, and I wouldn't have a problem with it. But we've got a great steak here at Red Door Grill. It's a center-cut USDA strip, thick 12-ounce steak that we throw on our wood-fire grill that gives us all sorts of good flavor from the oak, pecan, and hickory that we really enjoy. And we think there's no need to put any sort of ketchup on it. I myself am actually from Texas as well. And I know they do some weird things down there in Texas, but I do think that we need to show Patrick Mahomes how a real Kansas City strip steak is made and eaten, and I'd love to do that for him.
I think that he needs an explanation, guys, just like that. No one's ever said, this is how we do it, this is a description, there's a steak's on the plate. And he's like, well, I'm going to need ketchup with it. And it hasn't been explained to him that, no, you don't. You don't need anything with it. I think we need to have him go through your explanation of how you make the steak. That's perfect.
We'd love to show him the way. He's part of the Kansas City family, and I think if he starts eating a steak the right way, he'll be even more part of the family.
What do you guys put on it, though, if you're cooking that perfect steak? Was it just like salt and pepper, and that's all you need, right?
Really, that's all we're putting on our steaks is the salt and pepper. We're going to get a lot of the flavor from the wood and the meat itself. We feel like up here in Kansas, we get great meat, and it has great flavor and great marbling, and that's exactly what we serve in our restaurant.
So what's the point then of having ketchup? Like if somebody orders that and says, I need ketchup for my steak, do you get mad and say, I'm not bringing that to your table? Or like, how do you do that?
I don't know that we get mad, but we might raise an eyebrow or give them a funny look. We're going to give our guests whatever they want, no matter what. But we keep ketchup around here for French fries and hamburgers, not steaks.
I agree. I think it's a fantastic way to utilize ketchup, not on steak. But if Mahomes wants to come in and try a steak, will you allow him to use the ketchup, or will you say, I want you to try it first without ketchup?
like almost like a kid, right?
I think what I would do first is try to use my influential skills to get him to try it our way. And if he's not happy with it, we might let him go back to using the ketchup. But here at Red Door, we typically are not serving ketchup with our steak.
What about steak sauce, like an A1 or a Liam Perrins or something like that?
Well, we also have those things available for our guests, but I think another belief of someone that's from the Midwest, from Kansas City, is that, you know, a good steak doesn't need that stuff either. The flavor, again, is going to come from the way you cook it, how you season it, and the meat itself.
There you go. Neil, we appreciate the time that steak is to die for. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Bob.
You got it. Take care. Neil Edwards, the GM of Red Door at 159, saying no need for ketchup on steaks.
Can I just throw this out here real quick? I think Red Door, what they could do is they could take one of their bottles like A1 or 57, mm-hmm. take it in the back. Actually, like A1 would probably, or 57, right? That's the one with the dark bottle.
A1 is a darker bottle.
Okay, yeah. So take the A1, dump it out, rinse it out, throw some ketchup in there, bring it out to Pat. Now he doesn't look like a... Now he's not ostracized for his ketchup love.
But see, at Red Door, they give you like a little ramekin of ketchup. They don't put the big bottle on the table, so it's kind of incognito.
A ramekin.
Yeah.
A ramekin.
Yeah, I used that term the other day, and Spectre didn't know what I was talking
about. I've never heard
Spectre
that.
Spectre didn't know what that term was?
Not know
what
it was. Like a bowl? Like a mini bowl?
Little kind of cup.
Hey, you know when you go get the dipping sauces at restaurants?
Yeah.
With the little thing? Yeah, it's
called a ramekin. Even my wife knows what that term is, and she doesn't even know where the kitchen is.
Never heard of it.
You know, wait tables.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a little ramekin, so,
But I think I fall in the same category. I don't care what you put on any of your food. You do what you want. None of that stuff bothers me. If you like it this way, you like it that way. I'm firmly in the camp, though. If I go to a restaurant that makes a steak, I know they're doing it right, so I'm going to try that first. My steaks are bad.
Yeah, the ones you cook at home? Yeah, of course.
Mine need sauce.
Right.
If you're a ketchup, I wouldn't be offended. Well, I don't cook them the way professionals do. But if I'm going to a restaurant, I'm definitely going, okay, I'm going to try it. And if it needs something, it needs something. But,
right.
I'm assuming first it doesn't rather than assuming first I'm going to need it.
That it does. And I remember years and years ago, my buddy Sean was going through job interviews when we were in college. And he was going to – remember when they had those big six accounting firms all back in the day, like Arthur Anderson and places like that? So he was interviewing
– my parents' dream jobs, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, for dream jobs for you, yeah.
Course,
a lot of those companies don't even exist anymore,
well, thankfully.
Right?
Radio still does.
Yeah, for now. But, radio's dying, right? I heard your commercial.
Twitchy flashback there. Sorry. Go ahead.
So he would go on, all these job interviews. And, this is back when we were in college. And Sean's obviously very smart because he works for one of these now. And I remember him having the conversation with us one day. We're just kind of sitting around doing whatever you do in college, right? And he's like, from what I've been told, is, if you go out on an interview that's over lunch, do not put any salt and pepper on anything until you try the food first, because you should try it and say, oh, okay, it's good the way it is. Or if you try it and you don't like it, then you can put the salt and pepper on it. That way you're not immediately grabbing for the salt and pepper, assuming that that food needs some sort of flavoring. So with the ketchup on the steak type of deal, you probably should try it first and give yourself the opportunity, because I'm sure Patrick is going to find a steak here in Kansas City, especially a place like Red Door, where he does not have to worry about putting ketchup on it because the steak is so good itself that you don't need to douse it all up in ketchup and kill the flavor of the good steak.
I'd agree. But also, he doesn't have to worry about being embarrassed for doing it in public, I don't think.
Why do you think he is, though? Because he knows it's wrong. When you're embarrassed by something and you still like to do it, you know what you're doing is wrong. And
or
he
weird.
Knows deep. Yeah,
or weird.
That's
not
right.
wrong. It's just maybe it's weird.
It is weird. And he knows that. He knows it's weird. He knows
it.
Deep down that.
Own it. It's fine. This is how you like it. You don't have to apologize for that.
But his mom had to order the ketchup for him so he could have the ketchup.
Right.
Once a mom, always a mom, I guess, right?
Well, the mom should be the one saying, you try that first.
Yeah, she should say
have
that.
You tried that? Try that first? Here's holding the ketchup away from. Have you tried that first?
Mm-hmm.
Then go ahead and try it. Okay, you need the ketchup? All right.
Do you ever put ketchup on eggs?
Nope.
Ryan?
I'm a Tabasco on eggs.
Ketchup on eggs, anything like that? See, I like the Cholula sauce now.
Or that, eggs. Yeah.
That,
Tabasco,
that's better
Cholula.
To me, that's better than the Tabasco. Mm.
To each their own.
You like Tabasco better?
I don't care.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I think it's a huge difference between the two.
Yeah. Give me a hot sauce.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a huge difference between the two. But when I was a kid, my mother used to put ketchup on the eggs so I would eat them.
On scrambled eggs?
Yes.
That's pretty good, though. I've stopped doing that as an adult, but it's still pretty good. I feel like ketchup's really good with any breakfast food, though.
Mm-hmm.
The
pancakes,
country potatoes,
waffles, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
French toast.
All of those. Now that I said it out loud, there's two of them, so never mind.
Yeah, I don't know.
Someone on the text line says our kids put ranch on their spaghetti.
Oh.
I love a good ranch, but that sounds...
Well, yeah, I want to know some of the weird food things you guys do. 69306 on the text line today. Some of the weird things, like no pineapple on pizza. No pineapple. I'm not a ranch dressing on pizza guy. I'm a blue cheese on wings, not a ranch guy on wings. But what are some of the weird things that you do with your food? 69306.
I've seen plenty of
the purpose text line.
I've seen plenty of people say that they dip their pizza in ranch dressing.
Yes, I know. I find that to be
like the
awful.
Whole pizza
is folded over and dipped in it in the ramekin.
The ramekin. Yeah, there it is. Look at Josh, learned a new word.
There you go.
How many times are you going to use that on your kids today?
You dip in the ramekin of ranch, and then you have the
and then you eat
pizza.
It.
I can see it folded over, dipped in there. That's fine.
I mean, you guys give me crap for going mayo on fries.
Yeah, that turns my stomach. But that's a European thing.
It is very European of me.
I only do mayo on fries at the Westport Flea Market. I have no idea why.
Oh,
It's terrific.
The curly fries with mayo is fantastic. Terrific.
You're turning my stomach. I love JoJo at the Westport Fleet, but I'm not putting mayo on those fries.
It's the only place I do it, though. I don't, you know.
Now, are you communist and pour the ketchup all over your fries, too?
No, I like you dip.
Yeah. Ryan?
No, I dip.
You dip.
I don't know what. No, let me take
when
that
I
back,
dip,
though.
When I dip, you dip, he dips?
I do. Let me take that back, though, because like Steak and Shake, they have like the shoestring potatoes.
Yeah.
I'll go all over the fry on that one because those, you just, there's too much dip. That didn't sound right.
Here's what I like. I like the crinkle cut fries, and I pray that the restaurant that I'm at has the ketchup in the plastic red bottles, you know, that they refill in the back, because I'll take the crinkle cut fry and I'll go back and forth on the crinkle cut fry with the ketchup. And I love doing that on the crinkle cut.
My goodness, there are so many weird food suggestions here. Let's start. Of course there is. Mayo and melted butter on popcorn. Somebody puts pickle on their baked potato. Mayo on a hot dog.
Oh.
Pickle sandwich. Pickle's on your sandwich. I dip Fritos in Nutella.
What?
That's
well.
What? Peanut butter in your chili. I've heard that's actually
I've heard that too. Yeah.
Cinnamon twists on soft tacos from Taco Bell.
Cinnamon twists on the soft taco.
Yeah, like you take the cinnamon twist and put it in the taco. That's not bad.
Like the churros?
Well, the cinnamon twists.
Oh, the ones, yeah. Taco Bell cinnamon twists.
You know those are just like fried rotini, right?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? I mix mayo with sriracha. That's just making your own condiment at that point. That's not gross.
Yeah.
Peanut butter toast with cold French-style green beans.
Oh, God.
That sounds gross. Peanut butter in your oatmeal.
How many of you people are sober when you're doing this?
Honey on a pizza.
That's good. The honey on the pizza crust.
Yeah. Forget about it.
You know, at Pyramid Pizza down there in Lawrence was always really good.
Let's see. Someone was asking me, remember when Lake never dipped fries in a Frosty? I do, actually. That was sad. Yeah. That was a good time.
Everybody's done that.
Who doesn't? I was out of milk. I used beer in my Lucky Charms. Been down that road.
Done that, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
I've never done that.
That's tailgating.
Someone says pepper on cottage cheese. That's not.
Now, I see people do that. I find that to be weird. Like cottage cheese for me was just cottage cheese and fruit. I never put pepper on it. My wife does.
I put pepper on my cantaloupe.
Huh.
It's good.
Why?
69306.
Always have. I don't know why.
On the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line, can continue to weigh in on your weird foods. What else makes Pat Mahomes unique besides ketchup on a steak?
I put my balls in the soup.
Oh, no. Oh. We'll find out. That was one too many. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
I've been afraid to open up the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line.
Y'all some nasty people.
69306.
I am not looking at it. You guys can tell me.
The text line is brought to you by the Protein House.
Right.
Eating healthy. Eat with a purpose.
These people are eating with a purpose.
All these people.
Clearly, they're stoned when they're eating.
Crazy purposes. They have to be with some of these suggestions.
Let's see here. Bologna-wrapped bananas?
Ugh. You're just making this up. I mean, come on.
Pouring a half pound of shredded cheese on a plate and nuking it until it's melted, then eating it.
That's a definite late night snack, man. That's good.
Definitely off a paper plate.
You're sparing no expense on this one.
You should try making ramen, then mixing in a packet of instant mac and cheese powder into it with some crushed red pepper flakes.
Oh.
Heaven.
Yeah, described as heaven. Well, I can see why that would be good.
But then you make the mac and cheese the next time you don't have the...
What, you just eat the macaroni.
Refried beans and picante sauce with grape jelly on top.
I could see that combination being very good, actually. Salsa and red sauces with grape jelly are a nice combination.
I guess.
No, that is. I could see that being a good combo.
Sugar on your spaghetti.
My wife puts brown sugar in the jarred pasta sauce and heats it on the stove and acts like, I've made this. It's like, no, you didn't. You heated up sauce and threw a little brown sugar in it.
You take the time to turn on the stove and put something on it. You have made it.
But she made it, though. She added an ingredient.
Right.
Does it enhance the jar of sauce?
My wife uses the stove as a storage unit for her. I came home yesterday. There's like four cans of cream of chicken soup. It's that time of year where cream of chicken soup or cream of mushroom soup is going in everything that gets
made.
Cream of
blank, yes.
Right. It's doing and everything. Cans are stacked to the ceiling on my stuff. I'm like, where am I supposed to boil water? Do we really use this? It's the stove!
You're really going through some things at home right now,
aren't
you?
It is weird. You know how we have those storms and we run out of stuff at the grocery store? But, like, the holidays come, we don't, I don't ever seen that, like, empty shelf of
cream of mushroom
soup. They've always got enough.
There's plenty of that,
I always love
it. Is that just better planning?
Have you ever eaten a bowl of the soup, like the cream of mushroom or the cream of chicken soup?
Like, just as a bowl of soup.
No. I don't think people do. Is that a thing?
I don't know. I'm asking, has anybody ever eaten that? Like, you know what? I would have a bowl of cream of
mushroom.
What about
like cream of broccoli? I've seen that. And like the broccoli cheese.
That's like broccoli cheese, though.
It's very close.
Yeah.
Someone says add a teaspoon of peanut butter and some crushed red peppers to chicken ramen, and you got yourself some cheap pad thai.
That's a good idea.
That's balling on a budget.
That is. I like that. I like that. Yeah, that's good.
And dipping saltines in sour cream.
That's all right.
It's all right. It's like a dip.
Yeah, it's a dip.
That's not bad at all.
But you got to have the right chip for a dip, guys. I mean, look, we're totally off base here, but like saltines as a dipping food, terrible. They break. I need a good surface area chip, like a Ruffles with ridges or a Wavy Lays. If I'm going to dip, I want a hearty chip.
I don't understand how they haven't figured out that the square is just a poor shape for the cracker. It's asking for breakage. Like the townhouse crackers, you know, the ones that are the rectangles, those always break.
They're terrible.
Yeah, the Ritz cracker, though, the circle, very sound shape.
Not if you're dipping
into structural
a thick
integrity.
French onion dip, it's breaking.
Yeah, but you've got structural integrity with that.
I disagree. It has nothing to do with the shape.
It absolutely does.
No, it has to do with what
the
it's
circle
made
is
out of.
More structurally.
Yeah, sound. It's physics. Sound than the, it's physics. Just look it up, okay? I don't have to do all the work for you guys. Just look some of this stuff up, all right? You have Google on your computer, too.
Yeah, most of them do. Most of them do. So Patrick Mahomes likes ketchup on his steak.
Unfortunate.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that makes him unique.
It does.
Seth Wickersham of ESPN joined Bink at Night last night. He had some interesting thoughts on what other things make Patrick Mahomes unique.
Not to put him in this category yet, but, you know, you look at the three quarterbacks playing now that you know are going to be in the Hall of Fame, right? You got Brady, you got Breeze, you got Aaron Rodgers. All of those guys had moments in their careers when football easily could have gone on without them. They were broken before they were great. Whereas Patrick has just sort of experienced life always being able to throw a football long and well. And I find that so interesting because he has improved better than all of the people in his peer group that have made it to the NFL also. But when you go back and watch his clips from high school, it's like he's doing the exact same thing. And so I wonder like how much the game has actually changed for him. It reminded me a lot of watching Barry Sanders play, where you watched him play as a little kid, and he was doing the exact same things he ended up doing later in life on an NFL football field. And to go through life like that, where, you know, the uniforms change and the scenery changes, but the game and the throws are essentially the same, is a really, really unique way to go through.
So it compares him to Barry Sanders. Also, Bob, he's always done this. He's done this at every level. He has looked maybe different. His game has looked different. He's been in an evolved game. He has done everything at the level, including put ketchup on his steak.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's gotten him this far in life. Why change now?
Yeah, he's also gotten taller. You know, he's still a baller. But as I was telling you guys earlier, I did a conversation with Otis Birdsong yesterday, former NBA player going into the College Basketball Hall of Fame this weekend. He's going to be one of the next guests on the KC Bobcast, and he's working with the KC Tornadoes now here in town. And he was sharing a story with me yesterday. I go, when did you realize you were good at basketball? He goes, well, ninth grade. I said, oh, yeah, all the hard work you put in. He goes, no, I was born with it, man. I'm like, I appreciate you saying that. And Patrick Mahomes is one of those guys that just has it, the chosen ones, as they're called. There's not many of those guys out there. Most guys have to go out there and work hard at it. And I'm not saying Patrick, obviously, he works hard at it. But he works hard at it and has the ability that was given to him, you know, by God to be able to go out there and do that. He was born with those talents, and the hard work accentuates those great talents that he has. And some guys are just more fortunate than others. The three of us could go out there and work our asses off, and we wouldn't be anywhere near as good as anybody that's suiting up for the Kansas City Chiefs or any team in the NFL right now. And that's because we were not born with those gifts.
Dime.
He takes those gifts that he was born with, and he's accentuated them and made them into the greatest quarterback we've ever seen in the history of the world, even though he does put ketchup on a steak.
Yeah, I wouldn't be throwing dimes if I were no matter how much work there is.
No.
Some of that's just...
You work and work and work and work and work, and you're just not going to get there.
Ability you're born with. But it is also how you amplify it, how you take advantage of it. There's been plenty of players with a ton of ability, people with a ton of ability, right?
Yeah.
That have never maximized their abilities. And so Patrick Mahomes... is definitely, we're seeing in front, he's one of those.
And that's why when you see those guys, Josh, whether it be baseball, basketball, football, whatever the sport, and you see all that raw ability and then they don't work at it, you're like, man, what a waste. What a waste, because there's not many of us that are born with the ability to be an exceptional athlete. And when you have that ability and you pee it away, it's very disappointing.
We'll have more of your travel tips if you're heading to Mexico City this weekend coming up. And it's another edition of Beers with the Boys, brought to you by Standard Beverage and Alesmith. In with us next.
That sets off the flavor of a steak like some ketchup.
Fesco in the morning.
It is time for another edition of Beers with the Boys. Brought to you by Standard Beverage.
Time to pound some brew.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's some big ones today, right?
We've got some... It's going to create some work to get this open, first off.
You know, I'm really excited about these guys. We had them in a couple of months ago, I think, right? Alesmith out of San Diego. Mm-hmm. And we're going to drink the beer that's named after you, Josh, the Horny Devil. We're going to drink the one that's named after Ryan, the Speedway Stout. And then I'm going to have the one named after me, the Hall of Fame 394 IPA. Billy agrees.
Because I'm short and fat? Is that what you're calling
it? No, he was just second on the list there.
Stout.
Yeah, stout. I didn't even think about that. But the Hall of Fame 394 IPA for baseball fans is made in homage to Tony Gwynn, the former San Diego Padre superstar. To both commemorate their San Diego roots and, as I said, to pay homage to Tony Gwynn's 1994 quest to come close to 400. And the IPA is available in 12-ounce bottles, 6-packs, cans, 22-ounce bottle. And that's what we have in here today, Josh. I mean, we've got 22 ounces of everything.
Biggins. 9.4 fluid ounces.
There it is. Is that the metric system or is that the U.S. measurement system?
And this one is 10% here.
There it is. 10%. Which one are you pouring us first, buddy?
The Horny Devil?
The Horny Devil. I like that. That is their interpretation of a Belgian-style golden ale. A golden ale, guys. Carissa would like some, and Josh is not giving it to her.
Carissa's helping me over there, too. Yeah. I appreciate that.
She's bartending for Ryan.
She is. She is.
Thank you, dear. Thank you. Thank you. Smells fantastic. It does. It does, really, because it does have a fruity aroma of orange, banana, and peppercorns.
You have a fruity aroma of peppercorn.
Thank you. I do. I like that. Coriander seeds.
If you have that, though, someone
probably
tells you. Like, you have a fruity aroma of peppercorn. You should do something about that.
You smell like peppercorns. What the hell
is
that?
This is 10%, Josh.
Yes.
This could be very dangerous because
what I'm saying.
At 10%, it's very light, it's very crisp, it's very crushable, as they like to say. And this is one that could get you a little ugly. I'll tell you what, man. Wow. 10% in this thing? I could drink this whole bottle right now.
I'm going to pour 12% right here.
No way. Yeah, which one is that? Yeah, is that the Speedway Stout?
Speedway Stout.
This 12%. Is the most envious I've ever been during this segment right now. I'm just watching you pour beer.
You're going to get some, right?
No. It's not soon enough. Not soon enough.
Oh, I got you. Eventually, you'll get yours, right?
Oh, I'm so thirsty right now.
Oh, wow. How about that Speedway Stout?
What are you're sweating over there.
I am. I'm a little... the sun's coming in and there's...
I'll tell you
I'm
what.
Fat.
The term stout, I think, scares so many people off.
Yeah.
And every time I drink one, it's very light.
Super, super dark.
You know, it's very light. It's very kind of crispy, if you will. It doesn't taste like... You know,
do you get a good mouth feel off of that one, Bob?
Yeah, it doesn't nice, taste like you're drinking like a can of oil, a 10W30 or something.
I think
that.
The darker the beer, people do get a little nervous about
people
it.
We had
a conversation with the boss yesterday. He's like, sometimes I think it tastes like a cigarette. I think that there are people like, it tastes like an ashtray to me.
Yeah.
There's certain notes in some of them that'll run you away, but don't let that chase you away from all stouts. They're all different.
They're all very different. And this one is really good as well. The Speedway Stout from Alesmith, 12%, Josh, as you said, huh? They're trying to get us, you know,
12%
tipsy today.
And a giant bottle. What are they doing to us?
Well, it's shareables. I mean, the new thing now, you go to restaurants and they don't call them appetizers on a lot of menus anymore. They call them shareables. And that's what this beer is right now. This is a shareable for all of us here.
We know some of you are also heading to Mexico City. You had the flight booked already before the game got canceled, and you're still going to Mexico City. Couldn't get that flight change. You're going to have an enjoyable weekend. Ryan has been picking out, though, travel suggestions for those of you going to Mexico City.
I'm just trying to help you out. I know not a lot of folks don't have, you know, refundable tickets. They might not want to pay to switch their hotels.
Well, you got refundable tickets now on United. United, for those of you who don't know.
I thought they were waiving the
change fee.
You can't just exchange, or you can't get a refund.
No, but they're waiving the change fee if you want to still go to the game.
Well, in case you're not wanting to go into a place where there's wildfires burning out of control at the moment, you can still go to Mexico City and have a hell of a good time. Might I suggest you go to the Coyoacán Village? It's a former village in one of the 16 boroughs of Mexico City, a historic center and populous for the people, especially on the weekends. Go out there on the weekends. Very nice if you get there a little bit early. It's been preserved from the date of the 16th and 20th.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. From the early 20th century, so it's very rustic looking. Check out the original layouts, the plazas, the streets. All very good sightseeing there at the Coyoacán Village in Mexico City. And if you'd like a nice treat, I told you they have some great street food out there as well. Stop by and get yourself a raspado. That is a Mexican version of a snow cone. Very good. Very good. It also has tamarind in it if you've never had that weird fruit.
Now, Bobby, you said earlier you don't want to eat the street meat. I totally disagree.
Not in Mexico. You're not supposed to eat anything outside the resorts because you get Montezuma's revenge and you got to poop.
But that's, everybody there is eating it. I mean, those street vendors are there for you.
They're accustomed to it.
Accustomed to it that it's fine.
Hey, you never heard of Montezuma's Revenge
before? Well, I have.
Yeah.
That was just the water.
I mean, ask Dana Wright about it. I think she got Montezuma's Revenge the last time she was in Mexico.
I would just think those food carts are, you know, where it's at.
You would think.
If I could suggest, too, you could also get your raspado made with rompope. It's Mexican eggnog.
Ron Popeil,
yes. It's
Set Mexican, it and forget it, baby.
Mexican eggnog. What is this one? What am I drinking here?
Which is that? Is that the 394 Hall of Fame IPA? Have you had that yet?
Alesmith Brewing Company in with us today on another edition of Beers with the Boys.
Going in on the Horny Devil here.
Brought to you by Standard Beverage. And, the Horny Devil, mm-hmm. the Speedway Stout, and the 394. The salute to Tony Gwynn. They're based in San Diego.
How good is that 394 IPA, guys? I love this one. My goodness. I think I love the smell of beers more than I actually like the taste of beers. Like the smell of hops that just hit your face like this one does with this Hall of Fame IPA. I love it.
It's much like coffee, I think.
Man, it's awesome.
The smell of coffee is fantastic.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't always, you know, I don't like coffee. I love the smell of
coffee. You love the smell of it, yeah.
But
this smell.
I love beer.
I mean, the taste is great too, but I'm just saying like the smell of the hops, it's just, I could sit in a place and just smell hops all day. Like I really like that aroma.
Well, you just expected a bottle with the baseball player on it to smell like a locker room.
Right, yeah. It
smells like pine tar, you know. That's what I'm saying. No, it's really, really good.
It is good.
394, for the Hall of Famer, Tony Gwynn.
I'll tell you, this Horny Devil's delightful.
What is the name of the stout? Oh, the Speedway.
Speedway Stout.
This is terrific, by the
way. You're a huge stout guy, though, right?
I love stouts, and I'll drink a stout beer even in the middle of the summer. I don't really care, but it is the season for the stouts. And this one has a nice kind of boozy flavor. You said it was, 12% clean?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This one could get you in a little bit of trouble.
12% in a big bottle.
You know what? And I don't know if you've ever dabbled in this. Try putting a scoop of ice cream in a stout beer. I don't know if you've ever gone down that road.
I hear that's really good.
This one might be one to try it with.
Ice cream bowl.
You're right. It does have a really nice coffee aroma to it.
Ryan's got his beer, so he's a happy camper.
Stop talking to me for a second.
That's right. Pound it away. Alesmith in with us today. It's another edition of Beers with the Boys brought to you by Standard Beverage. Trez Paylor of Yahoo Sports dropped by the show earlier today. And, in fact, we discussed the game.
Yeah, we actually talked football.
After we got to grass and ketchup on steaks. There was a little bit about Chiefs and Rams, right? We'll hear from Therese coming up next.
Fesco in the morning.
It always gets ugly after.
Sorry,
boys.
It does. I'm wandering the halls with a bottle of booze.
Let me tell you something about this beer here.
Hi, everybody.
I haven't seen Ryan move this fast in a while, but he blitzed out of the studio.
That was blitzing.
Into our area,
Where's that stout?
Can I just drink out of the bottle now?
He's like, where's that stout?
Ryan's one of the world-class saunterers.
And he snagged the stout.
Very,
and then he went off and running.
Very good pace to my stride.
You're not a.
It's my mother's birthday yesterday. I talked to her on the telephone.
Happy birthday.
You actually spoke to her?
Yeah, twice.
Oh, look, they use Ryan Brothers coffee in this stout.
Nice.
This might be why I enjoy it so much.
Yeah.
This is the segment after Beers with the Boys. Some call it our best.
Got the Uber home after today.
Some call it our worst.
I got Uber over to the J to work out after this one.
10 and 12% beers. Forget about it. So, yes, it's the...
It's also the segment where I just let the bump music play for the entire time.
It's got a little groove
to it. Always sounds better with music underneath it. Even if it is fake music.
From the Protein House Eat With a Purpose text line, 69306. Street food is the whole point of going to Mexico. Just don't drink the water.
100%. No.
Yeah, I thought that was the case.
It's not, man.
I would
eat the street. It's food. Everything.
I would take... I've never been to Mexico. I would take my chances with the street food.
Yeah, 100%. I've been to Mexico twice. Take your chances with the street food.
Go for
street
meat.
Drink all your water out of a bottle.
Yes. Yeah. I want street meat, though.
But see, I've been there three, four, five times. Maybe. I can't remember how many times I've been down. I don't feel like crossing the border and spending 2 hours over there actually counts. When we were in Texas, we used to do that all the time, whether it was Laredo or Ciudad Acuña. We used to cross the border. My dad and I almost got arrested in Ciudad Acuña. It was not good.
City of Acuña?
Yeah. It was not good. We crossed the border, and of course, we're Americans, and we're idiots. So we just start walking around the streets with beer.
One and the same.
Right? And the Mexican police came up to us. They're like, what are you doing?
That's
like,
frowned upon?
Well, I'll get to the story, right? So we're walking around with beer. We're like, well, in Laredo, we can do it. This is not Laredo. We have our own. I'm like, oh. The guy's like, you better
get
back.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't want to hear that.
Right.
Back here in America.
No, Laredo.
Texas, right?
No, Laredo, the one across the border is also Laredo. Nuevo Laredo. Oh. Well, Nuevo Laredo, like in Nuevo Laredo, I paid a mariachi band to follow my mother around for an hour. It was hysterical.
Seems like that would be Viejo.
And so then we went to Ciudad Acuña, which is a quiet border town by Eagle. I think it was Eagle Pass, Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
Get yourself some huevos rancheros.
Rancheros. I rolled my R's for the first. That was the first time I've ever been able to do
that.
That
was a good trill. That was good.
People are right. This segment is really no different.
I don't think we even talk about anything.
But it was so Ciudad Acuña, you couldn't drink on the streets. It was really bizarre. So you got to know each municipality and what their rules are before you start acting American.
Was there dancing in the streets?
Was it Utah?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that was the Utah portion of Mexico.
Jeez.
Almost had a spit take, but this beer is really good, so I wasn't going to do it.
What?
That was good. Utah.
Yeah, Utah's the worst.
Terrible place.
They don't allow fun in Utah. Like, I don't know if you
not
know
at
that.
All. Utah's like going to legalize weed, though,
it's
before
like
Kansas.
Worst, it's like the worst get out state of here ever. With that. I didn't know Mexico had the same thing where you're like different. Oh, you're over the county line.
Yeah, it was really bizarre.
Totally different.
Like, I was scared there for a minute. It's like, oh, boy, we got to get the hell out of here. We slammed our beers and left.
I thought you said yesterday you weren't scared of anything.
When the Mexican police come up to you in Mexico and
when you're almost imprisoned in a foreign land.
Yeah.
I've been to Europe before. Things got weird.
The bowels are moving at that point in time, okay?
I've seen those movies. You might not come back.
Montezuma was catching up to you.
Yeah, at that point,
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not supposed to eat anything outside resorts in Mexico. So do what you want. I don't think
the street meat is tailored for the visitor as much as it is for the natives. So I think it works for them.
You do, man.
If I go there, I'm going to street meat. That's all I'm saying.
Have you ever passed up street meat?
No.
Josh, like Des Moines, street meat.
Food
you
from
know?
A cart is the best. Food
it
trucks
is.
Are the best.
Yeah, they are.
If you could just park a food truck in my driveway, I would eat there every day.
It's just amazing to me, too, when people are like, oh, don't eat the food in Mexico, but like you go over to Europe. Have you guys ever heard of FIBO in Europe?
The soccer federation, yeah.
No, well, sure.
Very corrupt.
Yeah, the FIBO over there is basically like these little, they look like post office boxes, right? And you're walking down the street, and there's just a post office box you could put 50 cents in, and you get like a little rolled up meat sandwich out of. And people do it all day. Nobody warns you about the FIBO in Europe. It'll give you the runs for days.
Why are you buying food out of a mailbox?
Because it was there and I was in Amsterdam.
Oh, well, there you go.
In Amsterdam.
Sounded like a great idea.
In Amsterdam, they'll sell you food anywhere because people buy it.
That's weird.
We've got sandwiches rolled up that you can buy in a mailbox. Give me them.
True story. Also, by the way, I was tricked into going into a place called the Banana Bar. Uh-huh. They don't serve bananas there.
Sure, you were tricked into it, right? Yeah.
Oh, Google it and find out. It is.
Oh, no.
There is a banana involved, but it's not till the end.
Oh, yeah. Your arm was twisted, Ryan.
It's not till the end.
Give me some more of that Tony Pena beer.
That is fantastic.
Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn.
Most of the crambles.
Not Tony Pena, Tony Gwynn. Therese Paylor of Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL insider, dropped by earlier in the show.
Horny devil.
We talked about grass. We talked about ketchup on a steak, but we also talked a little bit of football. These two high-powered offenses ranked number 2 and 3 in the NFL in scoring. Yeah, it's going to be a fun one on Monday night.
This is good for football. You know, I got a story about that coming. I think you guys will enjoy. But, yeah, I mean, you don't see offenses like this match up in primetime that often. This could be a Super Bowl matchup. You know, I think that both offenses can really go, and I encourage Chiefs fans, like, to enjoy the game, right? But, you know, watch the Rams offense. There's a lot of beauty in the Rams offense. I just wrote a story, my 5 things I enjoy column I do every week. You know, I led it with Todd Gurley in the Rams' beautiful multiple run game. You know, this is a passing league, but what the Rams do running the football is really fun to watch. It's a lot of zone stuff. Gurley's the best zone runner in football. He really explodes up field off 1 foot. You know, nobody cuts back like this guy. And the offensive line really gets after it. You know, like it's a zone scheme or whatever, but they block downhill aggressively like it's man blocking. I mean, this is a big physical group that's nasty. Like, they'll really get after you. And then when you start sitting on the inside or outside zone, they'll hit you with, you know, jet actions to kind of freeze your eyes a little bit. Then they'll hit you with tosses. I mean, they do a lot of things to kind of just give them the split second of hesitation out of you that they need for Gurley, who's the best back in football, to go the distance. Gurley, no one is faster upon receiver football. No one's moving faster upon the receiver football than Todd Gurley. You know, I would say, like, his first 2 steps toward wherever the hole is the best in the game. And Justin Houston said recently, like, he's a man, right? He's a man, right. But he's a special man. And, you know, the Chiefs are going to have to be very disciplined with their eyes, and they're going to have to be physical because this run game is good and it's special. And you don't just go – you don't just stop this unit unless you're playing out of your mind.
I think both teams' running attacks will be interesting to watch.
I think it's going to come down to that, man. Who's better, Kareem Hunt or Todd Gurley that day?
I've been much more confident in the Chiefs' pass defense as of late from what I've seen than the run defense.
Yeah, the run defense still isn't right where it needs to be.
I am afraid Todd Gurley could have a day.
Yeah, but I think Kareem Hunt can have a day too,
absolutely,
Josh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not too concerned with, you know, one guy having a day and one guy not having a day. I mean, you look at the Rams right now. They're giving up 144.8 rushing yards a game in the NFL. That's number one. Okay, that's number one in the NFL. That's not real good. Well, number two, I should say. You look at the Kansas City Chiefs. They're giving up 117.6 yards a game. That's 13th. That's average.
They do better than
the Rams.
The eye test would not tell me that, but yeah.
No, they're better than the Rams. I think my eyes are telling me that after a couple of these.
the 12%ers?
Yeah.
12% stouts. Ailsmith, thanks for...
Yeah.
Thanks for wrecking the last half hour.
I love it. Get you some Ailsmith.
Making it better, depending on
before I go home.
We're trying to get 1,000 Kansas City families fed with Della Lamb's Operation Thanksgiving. Show and Vern, as well as the drive this afternoon. But again, coming up at 10 here with Show and Vern, they're out at Old Shawnee Pizza in Lenexa. Bring a turkey in. Donate it.
I'll bring Ryan.
And you get a $10 gift card to Old Shawnee Pizza. Lenexa and Shawnee locations both accepting. But Show and Vern are out at Old Shawnee Pizza in Lenexa, and they come your way next.
That sets off the flavor of a steak, like some ketchup.